Last year, 238 buildings were considered failing. That will be up to more than 1,220 by the end of 2021, when 70% of the state's public school districts will have a building where students will qualify for private school vouchers paid for with funds from public schools.
This is ballooned into a list that really no one saw coming.
Ohio School Boards Association lobbyist Will Schwartz says districts could also now be forced to pay for vouchers for high school students at private schools who may never have attended public schools. He's hoping lawmakers will consider changes, such as measuring performance for 3 consecutive years, or requiring high school students to attend a public school for a year before applying for a voucher. Karen Kassler, The Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.